Nearly 40 years ago, a 22-year-old artist decided to document the changing landscape of Honolulu's most famous neighborhood, Waikiki. That artist was local photographer Eric Yanagi. Thanks to a state grant, Yanagi completed the year-long project in 1973. His focus was on the community that was living in a rapidly developing Waikiki. Now he's compiled a collection of his photographs that are on display at UH Manoa, Framing Paradise, Photography, and Waikiki.
Well, I felt from the very beginning that I was actually recording something historically important. I mean, I had seen the photographs done on the mainland, and I had not seen anything like this covering Hawaii or Waikiki, you know, aside from the usual tourist things of people on the beach or surfing, you know, on the waves. So I felt there was an absence of any real documentary photography of the real people of Hawaii.
One of Yanagi's biggest regrets was not keeping a record of the names and stories behind the images. Calling on help from the Star Advertiser, he published several portraits asking for community help to put names to faces. The article has gotten several responses and information is still pouring in. Yanagi even discovered the story behind one of his favorite photographs. It's of an older man leaning back at a bus stop bench, a mandolin in one hand and a wide grin creeping across his face.
I believe it was his nephew or great-nephew who wrote into the paper and said, "That's my uncle," and his name was Papa Puha, and he was a retired elevator operator in the Territorial Building downtown, and he apparently retired in the late 50s and spent the rest of his life wandering up and down the streets of Honolulu every day, singing his music and, you know, playing his instruments. Many people knew of him or knew his name, but he had been one of those fixtures of Hawaiian life, which you don't really see much of anymore.
Framing Paradise, Photography, and Waikiki will be on display at the University of Hawaii Art Gallery through December 7th. Molly Solomon for HPR News.